I'm a good friend of Ernest Waldfogel, brother Ernie Waldfogel.
我是 Ernie 的好朋友。
He's a big blessing, I'm a small blessing.
他是一个高大的祝福，我是一个娇小的祝福。
And he suggested that I be considered to come, and I'm again very happy to.
他建议我考虑来这里服侍，我很高兴我来了。
Praise God. I thank you for the warm welcome I've been receiving.
谢谢你们给我热情的欢迎。
Yesterday and today, it's been fun.
昨天与今天。
When I was driving from the airport, my driver was so friendly.
你们到机场去接我，接我的弟兄或姊妹非常的友善。
And I talked to him so much that the battery of his hearing aid drained.
我们讲得太高兴了，甚至连他带的助听器的电池都耗光了。
And then people are coming and introducing themselves to me.
当我来到了营地的很多人都来跟我打招呼。
And then this morning,
今天早晨
a sister sneezed in English.
还有人打喷嚏都是用英文打。
Achoo. That's how we say too.
我们英文也是这样讲。
Before I speak, I'd like to sing a song.
在我开始分享之前，我想唱一首歌。
I so enjoyed being in the meeting last night.
昨天晚上的聚会我非常的享受。
I'm listening to Brother Newman.
听史弟兄的分享。
I met him one time, 38 years ago.
我只见过他一次，是38年以前。
Now you don't think I'm so old.
你可能觉得我没那么老。
But since the Asian people honor the elderly,
既然亚洲人都非常尊重老长者。
I must tell you that I'm 61.
所以我让你知道我已经61岁。
I was living at Pilgrim Camp, that's a church camp that we own in New York.
我们在纽约有一个营地叫 Pilgrim's Camp.
And I was training for ministry.
我在那里呢，我在训练别人。
1979.
哦，我认识史蒂翁的时候，那时候我在 Pilgrim's Camp 接受训练，那是1979.
And Brother Newman came with another young man to visit us.
史蒂翁跟着另外一个年轻人来拜访我们。
And I even remember what he preached.
我还记得他所传讲是什么。
I told him that yesterday.
昨天我还告诉他。
But he didn't remember me.
但是他不认得我。
I asked if I could borrow a guitar, and Jason Wu kindly provided one.
我问大家，我可不可以有一把吉他？Jason 弟兄为我预备了一个。
I play better than some, worse than others.
Say it again.
I play better than some people.
Okay. 我的吉他的技巧呢，比很多人好，但是也比许多人差。
But in my church, I play guitar and worship with the people.
在我自己的教会，我是一面弹吉他，一面与大家敬拜。
Praise God. So if you'd be so kind, I'd like to sing for you this morning.
所以你不介意的话，我想唱这首歌。
I'm not used to this clapping.
我不习惯掌声。
In our church, we have a sign above the platform.
在我们的教会里呢，在讲台上面有一个牌子。
And every year we put a new Bible verse there.
每一年呢，我们就放一首一节新的经节。
To help guide us in our seeking the Lord that year.
在那一年里面用那一个经节求主借那经节引导我们。
And this year's verse is.
今年的经节呢？
As many as touched him were made whole.
讲到说许多人触摸了他就完全。
Our brother was speaking about that last night.
昨天晚上我们史弟兄也分享这样的信息。
The most important thing is not the sermon.
最重要的是不是信息。
But the most important thing is that we touch him.
是我们摸到了主。
And then the sermon will go into our hearts.
然后这个信息就进到我们的心中。
And we'll take that home with us.
我们把这个信息带回家。
And so we've been emphasizing this year that we need to open our hearts and touch Jesus in every meeting.
所以今年我们在教会的主题就是说，把我们的心打开，要在每一次聚会的里面要摸到主。
We've been asking the Lord to teach us how to do that better.
我们一直求主让我们知道怎么样在这方面一直进步。
That makes all the difference.
因为这是所有事情的不同的根源。
When you touch Him.
因为一旦你摸到主，事情就不一样了。
And this chorus says,
在这一我要唱的这节副歌里
He is here.
是他就在这。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is here. Amen.
Hallelujah. 他就在这里。Amen.
He is here. Holy, holy.
他在这里。圣哉，圣哉。
Difficult with translation.
夹一个翻译真是不方便。
I will bless his name again.
我要祝福他的名。
He is here, you can touch him.
他就在这里，你们都可以摸到。
Hear him calling out your name.
听到没有，主在叫你的名字。
He is here, you can touch him, you will never be the same.
他就在这里，当你摸到他，你永远不会一样。
He is here. That you realize he's talking right to you.
所以你会知道神是在对我说话。
I don't know you.
我不认识在座的任何人。
I don't know your needs.
我不知道你的需要是什么。
Or your problems.
或者你的问题是哪里。
But he is here.
但是主在这。
And he brought you here.
他把你带到这里来。
And if the Holy Spirit has his way.
若是圣灵能够自由运行。
He'll speak right into your heart.
他会直接对你的心说话
，right into your need，
对你的需要说话。
And you'll leave this place saying thank you, Jesus.
那你离开会堂的时候，你会说主，我感谢你。
You called my name this morning.
因为今天早晨你提名召了我。
You touched my life.
你触摸了我的生命。
I'm different than when I first came.
我现在离开的时候与我今天进来的时候不一样了。
And I can take you with me.
我可以把你带着一起走。
This is a wonderful theme, the Bride of Christ.
我们大会的主题，基督的心腹是一个太棒的题目了。
Turn with me, please, to Genesis chapter 24.
若是你们有圣经，请一起看创世纪二十四章。
Here we have a beautiful story of Abraham seeking a bride for his son.
有一个美好的故事，就是亚伯拉罕为他的儿子找太太。
I'm a father also.
我也是做父亲的。
I have two daughters and a son.
我有两个女儿，一个儿子。
Natalie is 21.
女儿 Natalie 21岁。
Bethany is 19.
Bethany 19岁。
And Kenny is 15.
Kenny 哥。Kenny. 我的儿子 Kenny 15岁。
Yes. I'm big Kenny. He's little Kenny.
我是大 Kenny， 儿子是小 Kenny。
And I am very concerned about who they will one day marry.
当然，我非常在意他们将来的配偶是什么样的人。
I want the best for them.
我希望他们得到的是最好。
Because my children are very special.
因为我的孩子对我来说是非常特别的。
Praise God.
感谢主。
Abraham wanted the best for his son as well.
同样，亚伯拉罕也要他的儿子得到一个最好的太太。
And these were the last two things that Abraham did before he died.
你知道，在他过世之前，这是他所做的两件事情。
He sought a wife for his son.
第一，为他的儿子找到一个好老婆。
And then he shared the inheritance with Isaac.
然后 他的产业交托给以撒。
Let me read chapter 24.
让我们一起读二十四章创世纪。
Not the whole chapter.
不是整章。
And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.
在第一节说，亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切的事上，耶和华都赐福给他。
And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh.
亚伯拉罕对管理他全业最老的仆人说，请你把手放在我大腿底下。
And I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell.
我要叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓，不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻。
But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac.
你要往我本地本族去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。
And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me into this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest?
仆人对他说，倘若女子不肯跟我到这地方来，我必须将你的儿子带回你原出之地吗？
And Abraham said unto him, Beware that thou bring not my son thither again.
亚伯拉罕对他说，你要谨慎，不要带我的儿子回那里去。
The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angels before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence.
耶和华天上的主曾带领我离开父家和本族的地，对我说话，向我启示说，我要将这地赐给你的后裔，他必差遣使者在你面前，你就可以从你那里为我儿子娶一个妻子。
And if the woman be not willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath, only bring not my son thither again.
倘若女子不肯跟你来，我使你起的誓就与你无干了，只是不可带儿子回那里去。
And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master and swear to him concerning the matter.
仆人就把手放在他主人亚伯拉罕的大腿底下，为这事向他起誓。
There you go. Verse 61.
第61节。
And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. 61.
利百加和他的使女们起来，骑上骆驼，跟着那仆人，仆人就带着利百加走了。
Praise God. And now let's also turn to verses 63 through 67.
然后63到67节。
And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming.
天将晚，以撒出来，在田间默想，举目一看，见来了些骆驼。
And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off her camel.
利百加举目看见以撒，就急忙下了骆驼。
For she had said unto the servant, What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, It is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself.
问那仆人说，这田间走来迎接我们的是谁？仆人说，是我的主人。利百加就拿上帕子蒙上脸。
And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done.
仆人就将所办的一切事都告诉以撒。
And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
以撒便领利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷，娶了她为妻，并且爱她。以撒自从他母亲不在了，这才得了安慰。
There's much more to the story.
当然还有，这故事还没有完。
And we'll look at that while I'm here.
我们以后会继续看下去。
But first we need to take notice of the fact that Abraham represents God the Father.
在这里我们看见亚伯拉罕代表的是什么？就是我们的父神。
Who had a great desire to find a bride for his son.
他有一个极大的心愿，要为他的儿子找一个好的配偶。
God still has that desire.
到今天神向着我们仍然有这样的心愿。
And so he sent his servant, which represents the Holy Spirit, to find the bride.
他差遣他的老仆人，那预表圣灵，去为他的儿子寻找妻子。
Isaac represents the Son, Jesus.
以撒呢，就代表耶稣基督。
Who is waiting, longing for his bride to come?
他在那里等候，渴望他的新娘出现。
And one day they may be perfectly united.
因为有一天他可以跟他与他永远的联合。
And that with her he will share all his inheritance.
然后他可以与他所爱的享受一切的产业。
All that he is and all that he has.
他的所是和他的所有都可以与他分享。
Rebecca, of course, is the church.
当然，利百加所代表的就是教会。
The bride of Christ.
就是基督的心腹。
And so we see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all involved together in seeking a bride.
在这里，为了寻找这个新娘啊，父子圣灵都在工作。
Again, this was Abraham's final act before he died.
要知道，这是在亚伯拉罕死之前所做的事。
In chapter 25, verses 5 through 8.
在二十五章第五到八节。
And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac.
亚伯拉罕将一切所有的都给了以撒。
But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived, eastward, unto the east country.
亚伯拉罕把财物分给他庶出的众子，趁着自己还在世的时候，打发他们离开他的儿子以撒，往东方去。
And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 135 years.
亚伯拉罕一生的年日是175岁。
And Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man, and full of years, and was gathered to his people.
亚伯拉罕瘦高年迈，气绝而死，归到他列祖那里。
So how old was Abraham when he died?
所以亚伯拉罕活到多少岁啊？
175
岁。
Yes. That's old.
那是蛮老。
And it says that he died full of years.
在这里讲到他瘦高年迈，气绝而死。
That's an expression which means
这个意思是什么？
That his life was complete.
表示他一生是很完全的。
It was full.
完全了，满足了。
He accomplished what God had brought him into this world to accomplish.
他完成了所有神定义在他生命中要完成的事。
And then it says he was gathered to his people.
还有呢，他差遣他的庶出的儿子。
I preached many funerals over the years.
我曾经参加很多安息聚会，在那里分享。
And of course, when we get to heaven, the first one we want to see is Jesus.
当然，我们到天上，我们第一件要看一个人的人就是耶稣自己。
It wouldn't be heaven without him.
若是耶稣不在天堂，那就没有意思了。
The Lamb is all the glory in Emmanuel's land.
在以马内利之际，羔羊是所有的中心。
But then I have many other people there I long to see.
但是我也很盼望在那里遇见我很多其他的人。
My mother, my father.
我的父亲，我的母亲。
So many people that have been a blessing in my life.
很多人在我一生中是我的祝福的，我想再看到他。
We will all gather together in that wonderful day.
在那美好的日子里，我们都会聚集在一起。
Someone said that heaven becomes more precious to us as our loved ones go before.
有人说，当我们所爱的人离开我们到天上去的时候，天对我们更可亲可爱。
Who will you see when you get to heaven? Who's waiting for you there?
谁在天上等你啊？
Praise God. We all have someone, I'm sure.
我相信我们多少都有一些我们所爱的人在那里。
But we want to be like Abraham. When we get to the end of our life, that we can say that we lived a life full of years.
我们多希望我们也能像亚伯拉罕，能够说神要所完成的事都完成了，我们才走。
That we finished the work that God had given us to do.
我们完成了神托给我们的工作，我们才走。
That he'll be able to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
他看见我们就跟我们说，善良又忠心的仆人，他会称赞我们。
We've all started the work that God has given to us.
我相信我们都已经开始了神交托给我们的工作。
But the question is, will we all finish?
但是很重要的问题说，我们能不能结束完成所交托给我们？
That ought to be a real concern to us.
对我们来说，我们应该很在意这个问题。
In John chapter 17, Jesus praying.
在约翰十七章里面，耶稣的祷告。
said to his father, I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
他说父啊，你所交托我的，我都已经完成了。
And now he was ready to go to Calvary.
他已经准备好要上十架。
He was only 33 and a half years old.
他那时候只有33岁半。
You don't have to live to 175 to finish the work God has given you to do.
我们不需要活到175岁才完成神所交托我们的事。
Some people finish quickly.
有些人完成的快一点。
And then God takes them home.
所以神就把他们带回家了。
To begin a new work.
开始新的工作。
We feel bad when people die young.
很多时候我们对人年轻就死去也非常的遗憾。
There are many much weeping and tears.
会有很多的哭泣。
But we're not weeping for them.
但是我们不为他们哭泣。
We're living in the presence of God.
因为他们已经活在神的同在。
They entered into His glory.
他们已经进入了神的荣耀。
There's not one person that's in heaven that wants to come back.
你知道，所有已经在天堂的人，没有一个人想回到地上。
There's not one person in heaven that complains to God, why did you take me so soon?
你到了天上的人不会跟神抱怨说，你怎么把我这么快的带回来？
We have to remember that.
我们必须要认识这件事情。
It's right for us to sorrow.
是的，我们会忧伤。
We sorrow with those that sorrow.
我们与哀哭的人同哭。
But we rejoice with the one who's rejoicing in heaven.
但是我们也要与喜乐的人同乐。
But that's not my sermon.
但是这不是我今天的信息。
So the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are all together involved in seeking a bride for Christ.
在这里我们可以看见为了基督寻找一个配偶父子圣灵都一起工作。
The Father planned it before the foundation of the world.
在创立世纪以前父就已经有这个计划。
We heard about that last night.
昨天晚上史弟兄告诉了我。
And he sent his Holy Spirit to seek a bride for Christ.
然后他为了他的儿子寻找心腹就派圣灵到地上去。
Jesus himself is waiting patiently, longing for that day of perfect union.
我们的耶稣就在那里耐心地等候那一天的来到。
Praise God. What are the qualifications for the bride?
那这个新娘的她的条件是什么？
I tell my children, if you want a godly spouse, you have to live godly yourself.
我对我的儿女说，你想要一个属灵的爱神的伴侣，那你自己要属灵，要爱神。
Everybody wants a godly husband or a godly wife.
每一个都求一个爱主的敬虔的丈夫或妻子。
What about you?
但是自己的状况怎么样？
They want a godly wife or husband also.
你要知道，那样的人也会希望有一个敬虔爱主的弟兄或姊妹做他们的伴侣。
So if you want a godly spouse, don't seek a spouse, seek to live godly.
你若是想要有一个爱主的伴侣，你不要是在人当中找。你先要自己爱主。
I tell my children that your spouse is living somewhere right now.
我告诉我的孩子们说，你知道吗？你的将来的配偶现在在世界上的某一个角落活着。
Maybe you know them, maybe you haven't met them.
也许你已经认识他们了，或者你还没有遇见他们。
I'm 8 years older than my wife.
我比我的太太大八岁。
So when I was 7 years old, she was not anywhere yet.
所以表示我七岁的时候，她根本还没出生。
But now that my children are older, I can tell them their spouse is living somewhere.
但是现在我的孩子都够大了，可以说你们的伴侣已经在世界上某一个角落。
If it's God's will for them to be married.
如果他们没有单身的恩赐的话。
Praise God. And God will bring them together in His time.
到时候满足的时候，神会把你的伴侣带来。
And so they should spend their time seeking God. If they get close to God and their spouse gets close to God, they'll meet somewhere along the way.
所以我鼓励他们要自己要爱主，你爱主，你的未来伴侣也在爱主，时间到的时候你们就会相遇的。
My children studied a book called Lost in God.
我自己的孩子们最近在读一本书，叫做 Lost in God， 就是失去在神里面。
Actually, it was called Get Lost. Get Lost.
Get Lost in God.
Just get lost.
Just get lost.
Yeah. But it meant get lost in God.
Okay, not doesn't mean like get lost.
No. That's what it sounds like. That's why they read it.
他们读一本书就是说迷失在主里面。
But it meant get so lost in God.
当我们这么 失去自己而迷在主里面的时候
the only way your spouse can find you,
你的配偶怎么找到你呢
is to get lost in God too.
就是他也迷失在主的里面。
Good advice.
这是很好的劝告。
No charge.
不花钱。
What are the qualifications for the bride Abraham tells us here?
在这里亚伯拉罕选儿子的妻子的条件是什么？
First, the bride must be from among his people, not the Canaanites.
第一，这个妻子不能是迦南地的人，不可以是外族人。
Must be a child of God.
必须是一个神的孩子。
And then the bride must be willing to come.
第二呢，这个妻子必须愿意来到他们当中。
She's not to be forced.
她不能被勉强来到亚伯拉罕家。
And then she must come out from among them and be separate.
然后呢，她要离开自己的父家，与他们分别。
And give herself fully to Christ.
要把自己完全的献给基督。
The Bible teaches us that we must be born again.
圣经教我们一定要重生。
John chapter 3,
Jesus
told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
主耶稣告诉尼哥底母一定要重生。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 9,
在罗马书八章第七节
if you don't have the spirit of Christ living in you, you don't belong to him.
你若没有基督的灵在里面，你不属于他。
You have to have God's spirit living in you.
你必须有神的灵在你的里面。
The Lord knows those that are his.
神知道哪些人属于他。
Many people have religion.
很多人有宗教信仰。
They're very devout.
他们也很敬虔。
But they don't have Christ.
但是没有基督在他们里面。
Salvation is a person.
救恩是一个人。
It's not a doctrine.
不是一个教训。
Jesus is not a book.
耶稣不是一本书。
He's a person.
乃是一个人。
We must study the book.
我们必须要读这本书。
But we have to find Christ in the book.
目的是要找到基督这个人。
All the truths of the Bible are pathways to the feet of Jesus.
所有的经节都是引我们到耶稣基督的道路。
I've heard that saying, and it's so true.
我曾经听人这么说，这是非常真实。
When I read the Bible, it ought to lead me into a closer relationship with Christ.
当我读圣经的时候，无论在哪一个经节里，都是帮助我更多的来到主面前。
Not just fill my head, but fill my heart.
不是将知识充满我的脑子里，乃是充满我的心。
As I read the Word of God, I say, Jesus, read this to me.
当我读圣经的时候，我会对主说，主啊，读给我听。
Let it be your love letter to me.
这个是你对我所写的情书。
Open my eyes that I may see you more clearly.
借着读的时候，打开我的眼睛，好像我更认识你。
Make yourself more real to me.
让你向我能够更真实。
Bring me into your presence.
借着读，把我带进你的同在。
One time in Bible school.
有一次在圣经的学校里。
Our teacher read 1 John chapter 1.
我的老师读约翰一书第一章。
All she did was read it.
他只做一件事，就是读给我们听。
And that morning, everyone in the class recognized that Jesus' presence drew near to us.
但是每一个在场的学生都可以说，借着他的读的时候，主的同在与我们何等的近。
And the teacher called attention to that.
他引起了我们的注意。
She said, just as we read the Word of God, Jesus draws near to us. We should always look for that.
他说只是仅仅读神的话我们就可以进入到神的同在。
Salvation is not a book, it's a person with whom we have a loving relationship.
要知道救恩不是一本书乃是一个关系是一个爱的关系与一个人发生爱的关系。
I often meet people that know the Bible very well.
我常常遇见有些人对圣经是很熟悉的。
They like to argue doctrine.
他们喜欢跟你辩论圣经里的真理。
Study the scriptures for hours.
他们花数小时就是要研读圣经。
But Jesus is not real to them.
但是对他们而言，耶稣不是真实。
The sweetness of his presence does not fill their life.
主耶稣自己甘甜的同在没有充满在他们生活里。
You can tell when someone knows God and they walk with him.
你很容易就辨认出来这个人是认识神而且与神同行的。
Don't confuse knowing about God with knowing God.
不要搞错了，知道神跟真认识神是不一样的。
Praise God. So, we must be born again.
所以第一个条件，我们必须是重生的。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15,
在路加福音十五章里,
there are three stories we read there.
我们读到了三个比喻的故事。
The good shepherd, the lost coin, and the prodigal son.
一个好的牧人，一个遗失的钱，还有那个浪子的故事。
And here we see again how the whole Trinity is involved in seeking the lost.
在这三个故事里，我们又可以看到三而一的神怎么样在寻找失丧的。
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, I seek the lost sheep.
主耶稣说，我是好牧人，我来寻找拯救失丧的羊。
That's a beautiful story of Jesus leaving the 99 and going after the one lost sheep.
那是一个何等美丽的故事，主耶稣离开99只羊去寻找那一只失丧的。
In the next story, a woman lost a coin.
第二个故事讲到那个妇人，她的钱掉了。
And she took a candle and lit the candle and looked all over the house.
她就点起火烛，仔细地检查整个房子。
The candle represents the Holy Spirit.
那个蜡烛代表了圣灵。
He's the light.
是光。
That shines into our hearts.
照进我们的心中。
By the working of the Holy Spirit, God seeks the lost.
神寻找拯救失丧的人是借着圣灵的工作。
And draws them to himself.
并且吸引人的心到神面前。
Then of course the last story is the prodigal son.
当然最后一个故事在那一章中是浪子的故事。
There we read of the love of the father.
在那里我们看到父的爱。
Who lovingly waits for and welcomes his son back home.
他带着的爱在那里等候他的浪子回家。
And so Jesus is helping us to understand that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are working together to bring you to salvation.
借着这三个故事，主耶稣告诉我们父子圣灵怎么样合作，为了要把我们带回到父的面前。
How precious we must be to God.
我们对父来说一定是非常宝贵。
Praise God. Next, the person must be willing.
第二呢，这个妻子的条件呢，就是她必须愿意的。
God doesn't force himself on us.
你知道神从不勉强我们。
He doesn't make you serve him.
他不会迫使你来侍奉他。
But he reveals his love to you.
但是呢，他把他的爱向你显明。
He blesses you.
他祝福你。
Touches your heart.
他触摸你的心。
Makes you to know.
让你知道。
He first loved you.
他先爱了你。
Before you were.Ever created.
甚至比在你还没创造之前
He showed his love by sending his son.
他已经显出他的爱，就是差遣他的爱子来。
And when the Holy Spirit causes us to realize that,
当我们在这个日子里，圣灵开启了这件事情在我们心中。
When we wake up to his love for us,
我们突然醒悟过来，认识了这个爱。
Then we gladly give ourselves to him.
那我们就非常甘愿地把我们自己献给他。
There's no one in the world that loves me as Jesus does.
没有在这世上，你找不到一个人比耶稣更爱我们。
Most people that love me don't really know me.
大部分爱我的人并不真的认识我。
There are things about my life that they know nothing about.
很多关于我的事，他们是不知道的。
They don't know how I think, how I feel.
他们不知道我怎么想，我什么感觉。
Sometimes we find out things about people we don't love them anymore.
有的时候我们因为了解一个人之后，我们就不再爱他了。
But God knows everything about you.
这奇妙的是神。对我们是完全了解。
He knows you better than you know yourself.
他了解我们的程度胜过我们了解自己的程度。
When Jesus said he knows the number of hairs on your head,
当主耶稣说连头发都数过了。
It's getting easier for him to count.
日子越过去，这个工作对主来说越来越容易了。
That doesn't mean God's interested in hair.
不是代表说神对我的头发有兴趣。
I don't know the number of hairs on my head.
但是我是不知道我有几根头发。
I wouldn't try to count them.
我也不会想要把它数尽。
It'd be a big waste of time.
因为对我来说，那可是浪费时间的。
I get halfway through and forget and start over again.
我数一半，我就要忘记，又得重来了。
But Jesus is simply saying God knows you better than you know yourself.
但是主在这里意思是说，神了解你胜过你对你自己的了解。
And he loves you anyway.
他无论怎么样光景，他都爱你。
There's nothing you could do or say that would change God's love for you.
我们不能做什么或说什么，以至于叫神改变心意说我不爱你。
If you're here this morning trying to hide from God,
若是今天早晨我们在这里想要躲避神的面
，Don't bother.
不要白费功夫了。
Come out into the sunlight of His love.
从你的洞穴里爬出来，让神的阳光照在你的身上。
The Lord may not love the way you are or the way you act.
神也许并不喜欢你现在的光景或你的行为。
But he loves you.
但是他是爱你。
He died for you.
他为你死。
And that love can change you.
这个爱能够改变。
It's God's love that will make you live and act and be what he wants you to be.
因为神的爱，我们才能够活出神要我们所活的生活。
And so when we realize how much God loves us, we want to give ourselves to Him.
若我们真的了解到神何等的爱我们，我们就会迫不及待地把我们自己给他。
My mother's favorite song was "No one ever cared for me like Jesus."
我母亲最喜欢的诗歌就是无人像耶稣这样爱过我。
She grew up in a Catholic home.
她生长的环境是在一个天主教的家庭。
She was Italian.
她是意大利人。
And they were very strict Catholics.
他们是非常严谨的天主教徒。
But her aunts went to the Pentecostal church and got saved.
那她的姑妈和阿姨到了那个五旬节教会，结果得救了。
And they would take my mother Lucy as a child to Sunday school.
所以我的她的阿姨会在她从小就带她到教会的主日学去。
Her mother said that's okay, but don't change your religion.
我母亲的母亲跟她说，你带她去可以，但是不可以叫她改教。
But at Sunday school,
但是到了主日学
Lucy learned about salvation.
她学到什么是救恩。
God became real to her.
神对她来说突然变得很真实。
And she knew that she was to get baptized.
她就知道她需要受浸。
She was a teenager by then.
到那个时候她已经是青少年了。
And her parents told her if she ever got baptized, she would have to leave the house.
她父母警告她，你如果受浸成为基督徒，你就得离开这个家。
She couldn't live there any longer.
所以她就不能再留在家里了。
My mother loved her parents very much.
我母亲很爱她自己的父母。
She didn't want to hurt her mother.
她不希望伤她母亲的心。
But she had come to love Jesus.
但是呢，她已经来，她也爱上了主了。
So she told Jesus, "When I get old and leave the house, then I'll get baptized."
所以她就跟主说，等我长得够大，我能够离开家的时候，我就受浸。
The Lord told her, "Whosoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me."
主耶稣对她说，若有人爱父母胜过爱我的，就不配来跟随我。
And so one night she climbed down the fire escape.
所以有一天晚上，我母亲从那个防火梯里爬下来。
She got baptized that evening.
然后溜去受浸，就在那天晚上。
When she came home, all her clothes were in a box outside the door.
当她回到家门口的时候，她所有的衣物都放在一个纸箱里，放在大门口。
She went to live with her aunt.
所以她就抱着箱子去跟她的阿姨住。
It was hard for her.
对她来说，那是一个很困难的情形。
Whenever she told me the story, she would cry.
每一次她告诉我这个见证的时候，她都会哭。
But God came to her in a very wonderful way.
但是神以一种奇妙的方式临到她。
Soon after he filled her with the Holy Spirit.
她用圣灵充满她之后不久。
Then she married my father.
她就嫁给我的爸。
And they served God together for many years.
他们一起服侍主多年。
And over the years, one by one, her family began to open their heart to the Lord.
那就在那多年的里面呢，一个接一个，她的家人都信主。
Even her mother received Christ before she died.
连她的母亲在离开这世界之前都信主。Amen.
So it pays to follow Jesus.
所以跟随主是很值得的。
No matter what the cost.
不管代价多大。
He more than makes it up to us.
他偿还我们的是远远超过我们付出的。
In this life and in the next.
不仅是今生，而且永远。
God does not want us to follow him like Samson did.
主耶稣不要我们跟随他的时候，像那个参孙一样。
Samson followed God reluctantly.
参孙跟随主是不情不愿的。
He had a wonderful call over his life.
神在他身上有一个很棒的呼召。
But he didn't appreciate it.
但是他并不欣赏这个呼召。
To him, following God was a burden.
对他来说，跟随主是一个重担。
A bondage.
是一个捆绑。
When you read his story.
你读参孙的故事的时候。
That's the impression you get.
你就有这种感觉。
Always trying to get as close to the world as he could.
他总是想办法靠近世界。
So finally, he had a great fall.
一直到他有严重的堕落。跌倒。
God wants those to follow him. God wants us to see the privilege of following Jesus.
主耶稣要我们知道跟随他是他给我们的那个优点权柄。
To recognize, to recognize that it's a high and holy calling.
要知道这是一个极高而且荣耀的呼召。
There's no call in this world, whatever it may be, that can compare with the call to follow Jesus.
在这个世界上，无论什么呼召，没有一个呼召高过主耶稣叫我们来跟随他的呼召。
So God wants us to follow Him with all our hearts.
所以他要我们用全心来跟随。
Not because we have to.
不是因为我们必须跟随。
But because we want to.
而且我们愿意跟随。Amen.
When I was a child, I had to go to church.
当我小的时候，我必须去教会。
Because I had to.
因为我必须去。
Not because I wanted to.
不是因为我想去。
Church was long and boring there.
在我那个年纪，觉得教会是又长又冗长又乏味。
But then one day I fell in love with Jesus.
直到有一天，我爱上了主。
I couldn't wait to get to church.
我就迫不及待要到教会去。
As a teenager, I would ride my bicycle to prayer meeting.
在我做青少年的时候，我迫不及待的骑着脚踏车要去教会的祷告聚会。
And look around, I didn't see any other teenagers.
我到了聚会发现，哎，没有其他年轻人啊。
But it didn't matter. Jesus was there.
但是对我来说，这无所谓的，因为耶稣在那。
And the others loved him with all their hearts.
所有在座祷告的人都是用全心爱主的。
And I learned to pray by praying with others then.
我就从这些人身上学习怎么祷告。
Praise God. Why are you here today?
所以请问你，为什么你今天坐在这里？
Did you have to come?
是你必须来吗？
Some of you had no choice, I'm sure. You could not stay home alone. But Jesus brought you here.
是主耶稣把你带来。
And I remember I would sit in church as a young person.
我记得我年轻时候坐在教会里。
And I would say, Jesus, my parents made me come.
我会对主说，是我主耶稣啊，是我爸爸妈妈让我来。
But Lord, I want you to know.
但是我希望你知道。
That I want to be here also.
我个人也愿意来的。
It's not just my parents.
不是我父母让我来，我才来的。
Now I love you too.
现在我爱上你，我是自愿来的。
I need you too.
我也需要你主。
Thank you.
谢谢。
For saving my soul.
谢谢你拯救了我。
So the bride must be willing.
所以在这里，妻子的条件是必须是情愿的。
And then here, Abraham tells us the bride must separate herself.
然后亚伯拉罕告诉这个仆人说，这个新娘必须是愿意离开本族父家的。
Come out from among them and be separate, the Apostle Paul tells us.
使徒保罗告诉我们，叫我们要从他们当中出来，与他们有分别。
Touch not the unclean thing.
不要沾染不洁净的俗物。
And I will receive you.
我就收纳你们。
You'll be a son unto me, a daughter.
我就收纳你们如我的儿女。
And I will be your God.
我就做你们的神。
Second Corinthians 6:14.
第哥林多后书六章十四节。
Through 18.
到十八节。
I just said. Okay.Now,
在启示录
14:4, let's look at that.
十四章第四节说到，
in the Apostle John sees a great company of people.
这些人未曾，他在这里看到一大群人。
144,000。
十四万四千人。
Here it tells us, these are they which are not defiled with women, verse 4.
第四节说到，这些人未曾沾染妇女。
For they are virgins.
他们原是童身。
These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
These were redeemed among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
他们是从人间买来的，做出熟的果子，归于神和羔羊。
And in their mouth was found no guile.
在他们口中查不出谎言来。
For they are without fault before the throne of God.
他们是没有瑕疵的。
Who are these people?
这些人是谁？
This is the bride.
他们就是新妇。
They have not defiled themselves.
他们还没有沾染自己。
They follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
Another place says they don't love their life even unto death.
甚至呢，他们不爱惜自己的生命。
They are separate from the world.
他们是与世界分别的。
We live in the world, but we're not of the world.
我们是活在这个世界里，但是我们不是属于这个世界。
You don't have to be like your friends that don't know God.
你不需要生活行动像你那些不认识神的朋友。
In Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul tells us.
在罗马书十二章，保罗很清楚地告诉我们。
That God wants us to not be conformed for, to the mold of this world.
很清楚告诉我们不要效仿这个世界。
God is looking for people that will come out.
神寻找的是一批从世界里出来的人。
Willing to walk alone with Him.
愿意与神来同行的。
Refuse to live and act as those that don't know the Lord.
拒绝活得像那些不认识神的人一样。
When I was in school,
当我在学校做学生的时候
my best secret was that I was a Christian.
我最大的秘密就是我是一个基督徒。
Nobody knew.
因为没有人知道。
I hid.
我隐藏我自己。
But the Lord didn't let that continue for very long.
但是主耶稣没有让我留在那种情况太久。
Before homeroom class, we used to wait in the library.
在我们有homeroom那堂课之前，我们都要在图书馆里等。
And I would sit with my friends.
我就会跟我的朋友们坐在一起。
But at another table was a group of Christians.
然后呢，隔壁有一桌呢，都是基督徒。
And they would read the Word of God and pray together before school.
在学上课之前，他们会一起祷告读经。
And one day I was sitting with my friends, and they were laughing at the Christians at the other table.
当我跟我的同伴坐在一起的时候，他们就取笑那一桌的基督徒。
And I thought, I'm sitting in the wrong group.
我一下了领悟到说我坐错地方
I should be with them.
我应该跟这些基督徒在一起
Not with those that laugh at
me. 不是跟那些取笑基督徒的人在一起
And then one day I was walking down the street.
有一天我在街上走
And the leader of the group was handing out tracts.
那一群基督徒的那个领导呢在那里发单张
And so I crossed the street to avoid him.
所以我就跨过街所以我避免来跟他遇见
And the Lord convicted me.
在那个时候神光照我
He told me that I needed to be willing to come out and make my faith known.
神告诉我，我必须要能够走出来，让人知道我的信仰是什么。
Jesus said, "If we're ashamed of Him, He will be ashamed of us."
因为主耶稣说，你们若以我为耻，将来他也以我们为耻。
But we that honor Him, He will honor.
我们遵从他的人，他将来也遵从我们。
And so. In 12th grade,
所以当我十二年级的时候
we had a project in psychology class.
我们心理学课有一个功课
we had to bring a paper bag.
就是要带一个纸袋
and stand before the class.
然后站在全班面前
outside the bag, we were to put pictures of things we want people to know about us.
我们在那个纸袋上面要画那些我希望别人所知道关于我的事
I put a guitar.
所以我画了一个吉他
I liked.People to know that I play the guitar.
我希望别人知道我喜欢弹吉他。
I put a picture of a soccer ball.
然后我画了一个足球。
I was on the soccer team.
因为我那时候是在足球队里。
We were the worst team, but I was on the team.
虽然我们打得很烂，但是我还是在那个，我是属于校队。
I put a picture of my family, my dog.
我把我家人的像还有我家的狗都画在上面。
These were things people knew about me.
我希望别人知道这些有关于我的事。
But now I had to reach inside the bag.
然后呢，我要打开里面。
And show them something that they didn't know about.
然后要告诉他们一些他们不知道关于我的事。
That was my big moment.
对我来说，那是一个重要关键时刻。
My father had made me a cross out of some nails.
我的父亲用铁钉做了一个十字架。
He welded them together.
他把他们焊接在一起。
So I reached in the bag and I pulled out the cross.
所以我把手伸进纸袋里。拿出了那个钉子做的十字架。
I said, one thing you don't know about me is that I'm a Christian.
我对大家说，有一件事你们不知道我的，就是我是一个基督徒。
That Jesus Christ means everything to me.
耶稣基督对我来说是一切。
And the most important thing in my life is to live for Him.
在我一生中最重要的一件事就是为主而活。
Everybody said,
全班都很惊讶。
Too bad they were surprised.
这个是一个很不幸的反应。
But then God began to do something new in my life.
但是从那个时刻开始，神在我的生命中做了新的事情。
When I was willing to identify with Christ.
当我愿意在人面前承认主。
Even if it meant suffering shame.
即使好像有一点羞耻，一点不好意思。
Jesus took notice of that.
但是主耶稣完全注意到这件事。
He began to make himself real to me.
渐渐的，他向着我越来越真实。
I began to experience the joy of salvation.
他让我开始享受到救恩的喜乐。
And when my friends would not invite me to certain things anymore,
而且呢，我的那些同伴不再邀请我去一些其他的活动。
I counted that a privilege.
对我来说，这是作为神儿女的特权。
Before they were always trying to get me to do bad things.
以前他们总是来邀请我去做不讨神喜悦的事。
But now that they knew I were a Christian, they left me alone.
现在他们知道我是基督徒，他们就不再来找我。
Many ways have made it easier.
事实上，让我属灵的生活更容易一点。
We have to come out.
我们必须要勇于承认。
The bride comes out from the world.
这个妻子，羔羊的妻，要从世界里出来。
The bride serves God with all her heart.
而用全心来侍奉神。
Because she loves him.
因为她爱这位主。
The bride is filled with the Spirit of Christ.
然后这个妻要被神的灵充满。
In Matthew chapter 13.
在马太福音第十三章。
We read many parables.
我们看到很多的比喻。
In verses 44 and 45, Jesus tells us again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth a field.
在这里主耶稣说，天国就好像有一个宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖了一切所有的。
Verse 45, again the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man who seeketh goodly pearls, who when he hath found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it.
四十五节说到，天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买这颗珠子。
For many years, I was taught that Jesus is the pearl of great price.
很多年呢，我的了解都是主耶稣就是这个珠子。
That he is so precious.
他是这么宝贵。
So valuable.
这么有价值。
That we can give up everything to have him.
我们可以放弃一切所有的，为了要得到他。
And we have lost nothing.
事实上，我们没有损失什么。
But since then, I've learned.To see the parable differently.
后来呢，我在看这个比喻的时候，我渐渐有一个不同的看见。
Many years ago, the founder of our mother church in Ridgewood.
很多年以前，我们教会的创始人。
His name was Hans Wolfogel.
Hans Wolfogel.
He was Brother Ernie's great uncle.
他是 Ernie 的舅公。
Very godly man.
非常敬虔爱主的人。
After World War II, he traveled to Germany.
在第二次世界大战之后，他到德国去。
And he set up a gospel tent.
他在那里呢，设置了一个福音的营。
And the country was so war torn.
在大战之后，整个国家是满目疮痍。
And the people were so had lost everything.
很多人失去了所有的家产。
And so they flocked to the tent. They flocked to the tent.
所以他们都涌到这个福音的帐篷里。
And there he would preach.
在那里呢，这个人就会传福音。
One day there was a man that was going to the bridge to jump off and commit suicide.
有一天有一个人正经过那里，要到一个桥上去跳桥自杀。
And he heard Brother Hans preaching.
正他经过的时候，他听到这位弟兄的分析这个传扬，在传福音。
And he preached that you are the pearl of great price.
他突然听到这个传讲的者说，你是重价的。
But Jesus looked down at the world.
珍珠，当主耶稣从天上往下看的时候
and he saw you there.
主耶稣看见你
and he wanted you.
他要你
you were so precious to him.
对他而言你是非常贵重
that he was willing to sell everything, give up everything.
主耶稣愿意把一切都舍
he left his, the presence of his father.
他离开了他父亲的荣耀同在
he left the glories of heaven.
他离开了荣耀的天家
and he came down to this sin-cursed world.
来到这个受咒诅充满罪恶的世界
and he lived the life that you couldn't live.
他过了一种生活是你不能过的
he lived that for you.
他为你而选择这样的生活
and then he died the death that you couldn't die.
他为你死的那个方式是你不能承担的
a perfect sacrifice.
一个完美的牺牲。
That pleased the heart of the Father.
叫父神的心得到满足。
He was the only one that could offer that sacrifice.
他是唯一一个人能够献上这样的牺牲。
To be the perfect sacrifice, you had to live the perfect life first.
他要做那个完美的牺牲，他必须要活一个完美的生活。
So he lived for you and he died for you.
主耶稣为你而活，为你而死。
And he looked into the world and he saw a pearl. He saw a treasure.
当他注目在世界里，他看到一个贵重的珍珠。
And he said, Father, I will give up everything.
他就对父说，我愿意放弃所有。
To gain that treasure.
去得到那一颗珍珠。
So Jesus came.
所以主耶稣来。
The treasure represents the people among the Jews who would come to receive Christ as their Savior.
在这里，这个宝贝代表所有当时犹太人里面愿意来到主耶稣当中的。
In the Old Testament, God refers to the Jewish people as His peculiar treasure.
在旧约里，神清楚地说，犹太人是他的奇特的宝贝。
And God knew that if He sent His Son into the world to die for their sins.
神知道他差遣他的爱子到世界中来为他们的罪赎价。
And among the Jewish people,
在犹太人当中
not all of them,
不是为了所有的人
but there would be some that would open their heart to receive Christ.
他知道在犹太人当中不是所有的人都会接受基督但是会有人愿意接受。
Some people believe that the pearl represents the Gentiles.
那有的人认为这个珍珠代表外邦人
That's us.
就是我们。
That the Jewish people did not value pearls.
因为犹太人呢并不注重珍珠。
Because they came from unclean animal, an oyster.
因为他们觉得珍珠是从那个蚌壳来的，蚌壳是属于不洁净的。
I'm glad my wife wasn't Jewish when I gave her pearls. But the pearls represent among the Gentiles those that would open their hearts to receive Christ.
所以珍珠代表那些把心打开来接受耶稣的外邦人。
And God looked upon this world and saw those that would respond to the gospel and He loved them.
神从天上看下来，看到世界里面，看到那些向他的爱有反应的，神的心何等的爱他。
He was willing to give up everything so that he might have that pearl.
就是为了这些人，他愿意把一切都舍了，为了要得着这些珍珠。
When the Bible speaks of the bride of Christ, it speaks of a group within a group.
当神讲到他的心腹的时候，乃是讲到在一群人里面的一群人。
We like to think that we are all the bride of Christ.
我们当然都希望说，哦，我们都是基督的心腹。
Whether we follow him willingly or not.
不管我们是情愿还是不情愿跟随主。
Whether we come out from among them or not.
不管我们是不是把自己从世界分别出来或不分别出来。
But can you really call someone the bride who still holds on to the world?
但是你真的能够称某些人是基督的心腹，或他仍然爱世界吗？
Can you call someone the bride who serves God reluctantly?
你能够称呼那些不情愿来侍奉主的人他的心腹吗？
The bride is fully given to him.
一个真的心腹是把自己完全献给自己新郎。
The bride follows him wherever he leads.
而且无论他往哪里去都跟随。
God wants everyone to become the bride of Christ.
神的心是愿每一个人都成为他的心腹。
And so we are inspired to strive to give our all to Christ, who gave his all for us.
我们被激动，我们被启示，愿意把我们自己的所有都归给羔羊，做他的心腹。
At the end of time, as we heard,
我们都听到了，当末世界的末了
，God will finish His work.
时间的结束的时候，神所有的工作都要完成。
And he will call the bride to himself.
那个时候他会呼召他的心腹来到他面前。
We are now preparing ourselves for that day.
今天在时间里我们所做的就是为那一个时刻预备我们自己。
It also concerns us whether I am the part of that bride.
所以我们应该很在乎我是不是那个心腹的一部分。
Can I live at a distance, or do I have to live close?
我是要远远地活着，还是要靠近主来活着？
Jesus is calling us to come closer to him today.
今天早晨，主耶稣在呼召我们靠近他。
No matter where you are,
不管我们的光景是在哪里。
Some are close.
有些人现在离主很近。
He says, come closer.
主耶稣说，再靠近一点。
Some are far away.
有的人离主很远。
In their hearts.
在他们的心里，主很远。
He says, come closer.
主耶稣说，靠近我一点。
Everyone.
每一个人。
God calls us to come close to him.
神呼召每一个人靠近他一点。
How much time do I have? 11. In my Bible study on Thursday night,
我们礼拜四晚上有查经的聚会。
We're studying the life of Joseph.
我们在读约瑟的故事。
One of my favorite stories in the Bible.
这是我圣经里我最喜欢的一个故事。
Now we're studying about Joseph revealing himself to his brothers.
我们正好读到约瑟与弟兄相认的那一段。
When he finally took off the mask.
他终于把面具拿下来。
He said, I am Joseph, your brother.
来跟他们相认说 我是你们的弟兄啊约瑟。
We all step back in fear.
其他的兄弟都吓得要命退后
了。And Joseph said,
约瑟说
come close to me.
靠近我你们可以靠近我。
I know you meant it for evil.
我知道你们当初的动机是邪恶的。
But God let all things happen for good.
但是神叫一切的事情发生是有益处的。
I forgive you.
我赦免你。
I love you.
我爱你们。
My heart is open to you.
我的心向你们都是打开的。
And Joseph said, come near to me.
约瑟说，靠近我，你们靠近我来。
Can you imagine Joseph saying that to his wicked brothers, come close to me?
你能想象吗？约瑟对那些他邪恶的兄弟说这样的话。
We used to sing a chorus.
我们以前唱一首副歌。
Nearer my child to me.
Oh, 我的孩子，靠近我。
Come nearer.
更近。
Come nearer.
更近。
Nearer my child.
我的孩子，靠近我。
Do you feel that this morning?
今天早晨你觉得父的心吗？
Is the Holy Spirit saying, "Come close"?
圣灵在催促我们，告诉我们说要靠主近一点。
Maybe you're like Joseph's brothers.
也许你觉得你就像约瑟的那一帮兄弟一样。
You feel like I am not worthy to come close.
你觉得我是不配靠近主的。
I'm ashamed of the things I did.
我对我所做的事引以为耻。
Of who I am.
我对我所是的以为耻。
But just as Joseph called his wicked brothers to come closer, Jesus calls you, no matter who you are or what you've done, come close to me.
但无论你是谁或你做了什么事主耶稣就要你到他的身边就像约瑟向他对他不义的弟兄们所发出的呼召
He's our only hope
主耶稣是我们唯一的盼望
You'll never be any different unless you come close to Jesus
除非你愿意来到主面前不然你不会有任何改变
You can't change yourself
因为你改变不了你自己
Only he can change
只有主能改变你
All he looks for is aResponse.
神所要的就是一个反应。
The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are searching the whole world.
圣经讲说耶和华的眼目遍察全地。
Looking for a heart that is perfect toward him.
要用大能帮助向他心存诚实。
That means a heart that responds.
就是那个有反应的心。
When he calls.
当他呼召的时候有反应的心
He's looking over this meeting today.
今天早晨神的眼目也在这个聚会厅里
Is there a heart that would respond to God's call this morning?
有没有任何心对于神的呼召愿意有反应的
Only you know.
只有你自己知道
And God knows.
还有神知道
Oh, it's so important this morning that we say yes to him.
在这个早晨我们对他的呼召说愿意是一件很重要的事。
The Lord is very near to us this morning.
今天早晨主的同在非常的亲近。
Because the things that we're talking about are very precious to him.
尤其我们所交通的是对他来说很重要的。
Sometimes my wife and I sing in the car.
有的时候我跟我的太太喜欢在车子里唱歌。
While we're driving.
当我们一面开一面唱。
We don't just go in the car and sing.
我们不是去车子里坐下，在里面唱歌。
Sometimes she does this to keep me awake.
有时候我们唱歌，因为她怕我睡着。
And so we begin to sing these wonderful songs.
然后我们一边开车一边唱这些美好的诗歌。
And I've noticed that some songs.
我有注意到啊，有一些诗歌。
Always bring us into the presence of God.
总是能够帮助我们进入神的同在。
Because the things that we sing about are very precious to Him.
因为我们所唱的歌词对神来说是非常宝贵的。
When we sing nearer, still nearer.
当我们唱靠近主，更近主。
Close to Thy heart.
靠近主的心。
Draw me, my Savior, how precious Thou art.
哦，你何等的宝贵，求你吸引我。
Our hearts begin to melt with His presence.
我们一面唱，我们的心就一面融化。
When we sing of the coming of the Lord.
或者我们唱到主的再来。
Jesus always draws near to us.
你总是立刻就感觉到主的同在。
He's beginning to help us to understand.
在他的同在中，他教导我们。
And calls us to pray.
然后让我们知道如何与他有交通，借着祷告。
Make the things that are important to you to become important to me.
教导我们祷告这样的话语说，主啊，对你重要的事情，求你让这些事也成为我们对我们重要的事。
We heard last night that God is looking for our cooperation.
昨天晚上信息告诉我说，神在寻找我们的合作。
He will not force you to the wedding.
神永远不会把我们嫁到一个婚礼的场所。
He doesn't have a shotgun.
他没有一支枪在手里逼我们去结婚。
But the invitation goes out.
但是这个婚礼的邀请是送出去，给每一个人。
And those that are called and chosen and faithful.Are the ones that respond to his call.
那些蒙召被选有忠心的，就是会向主的邀请有反应的人。
You may wonder, am I chosen?
你会想说，我有没有被选啊？
Well, if you choose Jesus, then you're chosen.
如果你选择主，你就是被选。
So I thank you for your kind attention.
谢谢你们早上的注意力。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will take these words.
我祷告圣灵。会将今天早晨所有的话语
call you by name,
向你的心发出个人的邀请
get into the depths of your heart,
我求圣灵进到你心的深处
and may you never be able to get away from the call,
使你永远不能够离开神的呼召
to come and be part of the marriageSupper of the Lamb.
而能够选择来到他的面前，能够成为参加羔羊婚宴者。
God bless you.
先祝福大家。
You sang that wonderful song, Take My Life and Let It Be.
我们唱《收我此生做奉献》这首诗歌。
Your melody was different than I'm used to.
你们唱的旋律跟我所唱的不一样。
Last night I thought you were singing a Christmas song. I found out you weren't. Praise God. Do we have a song Nearer, Still Nearer in your hymn book? Can we sing that together, please?
544.
586.
586.
Let us stand together.
请我们一起起立，一起唱。
And let us sing it right from the heart to Jesus.
让我们从我们的心向着主的心唱。 唱的时候忍不住把手举起来，那很好，你不需要拿着诗歌本。
It's so important that we respond to the call of God.
对我们来说，向着神的呼召有反应是非常重要。
If you leave this place this afternoon and don't respond,
若是你今天离开这里，向着神的呼召没有反应，
you'll soon forget.
那很快你就会忘记了这个呼召。
But when God is dealing with you, that's the time to say yes.
当神在你的心里感动的时候，这是你该有反应说是的时候。
Maybe by raising your hand this morning as you sing.
也许当你唱的时候，你向神举起你的手。
You say, Jesus, don't pass me by.
你跟他说，主啊，不要错过。
Lord, I want to come closer.
主啊，我要离你更近。
I want to be your bride.
我要做你的心腹。
Ever only all for thee.
让我真的仅仅为你而活。
I give myself to you afresh today.
我把我自己重新奉献在你手中。
And as you promise, you give me.
就像你把你自己给我一样。
Let's sing that last verse.
让我们最后一节一起唱。And the one thing we do together the most is that in the service or in the church meetings.
后来有一次，我岳母那时候我们还没结婚哈，就是她的母亲呢，她跟我讲。
And before we got married, my mother-in-law told me.
她觉得我好像花在追求她女儿的时间实在是不够。
She felt that and I didn't make much effort in courting her daughter.
付出的代价也不够。
I didn't pay a big price.
我跟我岳母讲说，我花很多的时间预备我自己。
But I told her that I spent a lot of time to get myself ready.
那个答案让她很满意。
And she was very satisfied at my response.
我也很感谢主。我的姊妹，她跟神祷告的不是要一位高富帅的。
I'm thankful that. My wife did not seek to have a tall, handsome, rich young man to be her husband.
她祷告的就是要有一位爱主的。
All she asks is to have someone who loves God.
感谢主，这是我的姊妹。
And he has been preparing us before we met each other. And God sought us.